Epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 4. Verse 7. But to each one of us has been given grace according to the measure of the gift of the Christ. And then verse 11, and he has given some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some shepherds and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, with a view to the work of the ministry, with a view to the edifying of the body of Christ. And then verse 16, the Christ from whom the whole body fitted together and connected by every joint of supply, according to the working in its measure of each one part, works for itself the increase of the body to itself building up in love. And then just in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 26. What is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done to edification. If anyone speak with a tongue, let it be two, or at the most three, and separately, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him be silent in the assembly, and let him speak to himself and to God. And let two or three prophets speak, and let the others judge. But if there be a revelation to another sitting there, let the first be silent. For you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn, and all be encouraged. And spirits of prophets are subject to prophets. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the assemblies of the saints. Just a thought that came to me recently in view of this occasion. I actually feel the ministry meeting, as we call it, a very challenging occasion. I know we often say that we should all have something to bring, and that's sometimes quite a challenge in itself. And if you go back to the days of the early church, they didn't have meetings like we do. They didn't have a reading or a ministry meeting, but rather it was more as the Spirit led. Now, I'm not questioning customs, but it is a challenge, I think, as to whether we really contribute in the power of the Spirit, and what is our motive for taking part. Is it just to say things that people want to hear, or are we really in the spirit of what it says in Paul says in Ephesians? You get the feeling here that nothing is ordered in that sense. It's under divine control, but it's organic. It works together, and there's a flowing through. That phrase, every joint of supply. And that's really how the body should work. Our human bodies, they work in that way organically, don't they? That everything hopefully works together to so that we can sustain normal life. Sometimes things break down and things don't work together. And that can be sadly so in the company of the saints. But Paul is looking at the way that it should work. This is normal Christianity. And it just struck me that here you have where everyone is concerned. No one is lacking. It says each has been given grace according to the measure of the gift of the Christ. Then it goes on to speak about how things have been given to the church from the ascended Christ. And it's all with a view to the building up of the church, the edifying of the body of Christ. And that word in Ephesians 4 here, edifying, is also mentioned in Corinthians. Edifying is a good word. It's really encouraging and promoting growth. And that's what I think we should be concerned about in these days. At every age, not our physical age, but spiritual age, that we might be nurtured and encouraged to grow spiritually. Mm-hmm. And we all have a part to play. I don't think anybody can opt themselves out of this ministry, if you like, of being able to bring something for the edification of the whole church.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. It says, for it's self-building up. It's almost, it appeals to me that if this is working properly, you don't have to think about it. It should be evident that as the Lord's people, everyone takes their responsibility seriously before the Lord and seeks to promote growth and love, then the thing happens. I don't really want to use the word automatically, but it's a question of, it would be the normal consequence of this happening, of people being willing to contribute. I nearly read in the Old Testament where there were those that came together, and then it says every willing-hearted person. I think that spirit should be amongst us, that we're willing to contribute and willing to promote growth amongst one another. This is, as I say, nothing prescribed. This is how it should work, as Christ is the head. He is the one who is directing it all, and he's the one who is able to bring it all to pass. I read in Corinthians, we don't often read this chapter, to be honest, and I'm certainly not advocating that this is the way that every meeting should proceed, but I do feel very genuinely that I think it would be good if we were more under the power of the Spirit, that we might be able to just freely contribute. There are companies that view this in a extreme way, that almost anything goes. Well, that Paul is saying that's not the case, because he says God is a God of order. I think there's a balance here, as there is with most things in Christianity. There's a balance between being prompted as freely as you can by the Spirit and giving due order and reverence to what is proceeding. But I just thought it was interesting here that Paul is encouraging them to take part, not be fearful. I'm not talking about tongues in particular. Don't want to go down that road. It's obvious that that was there at the time, and it could be used. We cannot limit the Lord and his minister and the ministry, but it was just the fact. It says, if anyone has, whenever you come together, I think over the years we have got so formalised, haven't we? And I'm not criticising, as I say, custom and what is normal and acceptable, but it is a challenge I think we need to think about. If you go back to what Scripture says, Paul says here, whenever ye come together, we should be ready to take on this spirit of contribution and of encouraging one another, and not looking askance, as it were, but rather just listening to what is being said. That's what Paul says. If someone has something to say, then the person should say it, and the others should listen. And if that works out, then things will be for the edification. It says here, let all things be done to edification. What a wonderful prospect that would be, wouldn't it, if every company was in this liberal and yet reverential spirit. It says, whenever you come together, be ready to do these things. It's all not for my gain, not for promoting myself, but for the edification of the whole company. And then, just to make sure that you don't run away with things, as it were, God is a God of order. Let's make sure that whatever we do is, and not only for the encouragement of God's people, but it's also for what is due to God, realizing that he has his place over all. Well, these are just a few scattered thoughts, but I hope it will encourage us to be free in the Lord's presence and with one another, as we're prompted by the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. And may we be so for his name's sake.
Amen. Amen.